today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of the Almighty Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about delay in marriage in the view of Islam.
Woke up with the light, a sky so blue upon my eyes, with a thankful heart. Today is another brand new start. I feel so positive, just wanna do my best to show this world I'm living in all of the love that I can give, give, give.
There are many things that I can do,
many things, yeah,
that can make me feel so close to you.
My heart when I'm
loving, 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 loving you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Today, Wednesday, is the 29th of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. For today, we choose a chapter An-Nur. Verse 32.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأنكحوا الأيامى منكم والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم إن يكونوا فقراء يغنهم الله من فضله وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
And marry the unmarried among you, and the righteous among your male slaves and female slaves. If they should be poor, Allah will enrich them from His bounty, and Allah is all-encompassing and knowing.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Without doubt, the principle of Islam, cooperation, necessitates Muslims to help each other in all cases and fields. But emphasizing on this matter, which is specified in marriage, is for the reason that marriage is especially important. This is so important that Imam Ali, alayhi salam, in a tradition said, the best intercession is to mediate between two persons for the sake of marriage so that they get married.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbil Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer.
Delay in marriage in the view of Islam is the title of this part. Look at the Ba'd, how it talks to us about life and freshness, and gives us the message of life, hope, and aspiration. But the old withered flower talks about depression, hopelessness, ailments, and death. Young are like dead bud, which must be used positively and benefited in this period before they are lost. And so they must erect their material life upon a solid, strong, and even foundation. Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, has a very worthy and valuable saying in this regard, encouraging marriage in young age. Those who, for whatever reason, delay marriage until the end of youth definitely face loss and damage. If we minutely and thoroughly examine society, we shall meet many people who face great loss due to delaying their marriage, although they themselves may not perceive what made them face all that loss.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about the defects or the unfavorable consequences of late marriage or getting married quite late in life. In this connection, we find that those people who get married quite late in their lives, they are not that much attentive to their parents, okay? Because, I mean, people are attentive to their parents up to a certain age. Okay? After that age, a great majority of people may have an inclination to remain rather indifferent or neutral to others. Now we find that in this connection, in some traditional communities, it has been a good practice in certain traditional communities in that, for example, boys are expected to get married at a certain age and girls are expected to accept marriage proposals at a certain age in order to start a new life or to start a new family. Now we find that these indications are very important in the sense that, unfortunately, in some TV programs, we find that some unfair models have been proposed to people, if not directly, at least by implication, in that, for example, remaining single wouldn't create any problem. But the main problem for getting married is, for example, having higher education and so on. We've noticed that those people who have got higher education are not always successful as, married couples. Rather, those married couples who have reached and who have received the grace of psychological and sexual and financial stability in their lives, they can contribute to the community far better than others. Thank you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Benefits of early marriage in Islam, rewarded greatly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For a man working for his family, struggling to feed his wife and children is a good deed that greatly rewarded by Allah the Almighty. As our Prophet said, "No man earns anything better than that which he earns with his own hands, and what a man spends on himself, his wife, his child, and his servant, then it is charity." Protected from the sexual temptation is another benefit of marriage on time. Marriage is a great protection of sexual desires. As human has that kind of desires when they see the opposite sex, Islam suggests Muslim to get married early to prevent them from committing sins because they cannot handle the sexual desires well.
I praise Allah for sending me you, my love. You found your home, it's here with me, and I'm here with you. Now let me let you.
you know. You've opened my heart. I was always thinking that love was wrong, but everything was changed when you came along. Oh.
One important question: when must we marry? One of the important problems in connection with marriage and choosing a spouse, which must be taken into consideration, is the time and age of it. Much has been written and said on this topic, and everybody has endeavored to answer this question according to his own taste and predisposition, understanding, knowledge, and mental ability. We must say that the answer to the question, when must we marry, is hidden in the interior of man's nature and instinct and does not need an answer, logic of knowledge or philosophy. We should look inside ourselves and ask its answer from our nature, instincts, and inclinations, which do rely in a truthful manner without different hurdles, ceremonies, habits, customs, and prejudices. It is much like hunger and thirst, which are not controlled or governed by any law, which tells when to eat and drink. Instead, a man knows by virtue of his nature when he is hungry or thirsty, and when he is not, and when is a suitable time to eat, and when is not.
So if you're, you know, 19, 20, 21, 22, yes, this is the age at which you should consider marriage. Don't tell yourself, no, it's too early now. Let me think about marriage when in my late teens, when I have a career, when I have a profession. Have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever told you that you have to be rich and financially you have to be well off to consider marriage? This is a misconception. This is a wrong assumption. In fact, when you don't have much and you're struggling, that's how you build a proper marriage. Because you'll have to sacrifice and you will appreciate each other. 10, 20 years down the line, when you get into an argument with your spouse and you have differences or you're fighting over something, you will look back at that history. The wife will say, you know what, why should I consider divorce? 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I remember how he used to sacrifice. He had to go to school, finish his university studies. At the same time, he was working and providing for the family. I witnessed that. I saw how much he sacrificed. Why should I consider marriage now? And the husband also says the same thing about his wife. You know, when I wasn't rich, you know, I barely had anything. She was there with me. She stayed with me. She was loyal to me. Why should I now consider getting rid of her? Why should I consider ending this marriage? So when you get married at a young age and you're struggling, you're sacrificing, you're working hard, this solidifies the bond between the husband and the wife. And this is why I truly encourage our youth today to consider early marriage, as there are many benefits that early marriage offers and you don't want to miss out on these benefits.
That was all for today's special. We were speaking about marriage. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till then, God bless all of you, and we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
Nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies.
My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, 'cause I'm a believer.